Jess in with you this morning, and for the last time on Hunter Valley today, Upper Hunter MP Dave Lazelle joins me in the studio. Dave, out of quarantine in the studio. How are you?
Oh, look, Jess, it's great to be around people again and actually see people. So it's a great privilege to be here.
Oh, well, we've got heaps to talk about this morning. Let's start with COVID-19. Now, obviously, the restrictions that we're going to be finishing tonight have been extended for another week. So really encouraging everyone to continue doing the right thing.
Oh, absolutely. Look, it's really important that we keep COVID out of the regions. At the moment, it's locked down in Sydney. So we've got Sydney locked down, and particularly in those LGAs that are affected. It's important everyone stays in Sydney, so and that we continue to be diligent, because if it does break out into the regions, we need to make sure we can smother it quickly. Yeah. And the best way to do that, of course, is if everyone continues wearing the masks, continues to sanitize their hands, and social distance where necessary.
Yep. And in saying, you know, obviously everyone in those Greater Sydney LGAs must be staying at home, but for us here in the Upper Hunter, unless you do have one of those reasonable excuses to be in Greater Sydney, just don't go.
Oh, that's exactly right. That is the message, is if you don't need to go, don't go. And make sure that, you know, we can continue to have the life we're having at the moment up here, which even with its restrictions, even with things like masks and social distancing and everything that we're doing in our community, at least we don't have the health risk of COVID breaking out and going throughout our community and risking people's lives.
Yeah, exactly. And even though we are in those Greater Sydney LGAs, our businesses will be feeling, a little bit of hurt from the restrictions that we do have. There is support available.
Oh, absolutely. Look, business is the one thing we're really worried about, particularly small business, and all those small businesses out there that will be really feeling it, particularly in Sydney at the moment where the lockdown's happening. But it isn't just limited to Sydney, and we're feeling it all the way through the Upper Hunter. And this week I've been dealing with a lot of businesses that are really feeling pain, and I'm trying to help those businesses out. But generally, there are business support programs. Of course, we've got the small business program of $10,000 for those that have seen a 70% decline, and $5,000 for 30% decline in turnover. That's in place now, so people can start applying from that from mid-July. We've also got small business support in terms of a $1,500 rebate, and that's for government fees, you know, so that if you have been affected by COVID, if that's a rebate so that your fees in terms of food licenses or maybe your council rates, that rebate will help businesses pay for those going forward. And on top of that, we have a federal government scheme, which is the National COVID Payment Scheme. So for those affected in the LGAs at the moment, there's a $500 a week a grant that helps them survive if they've lost that work that they need to survive.
Yep. Now, also still on COVID-19, from Monday, QR codes are mandatory everywhere, basically.
Absolutely. That's a really important thing that everyone has to note now. And it's all about making sure that if we do get a breakout in the regions, if we do get a breakout in a particular area, we can lock it down fast, and we can contact trace and work out who's actually been through that area. And it's all about smothering COVID. So yes, QR codes are going in place next week, and it'll mean that wherever you go, just get in the habit of tapping yourself in there through the QR code.
And I know there will be some people out there who either don't have the technology or unsure how to do it. Do businesses, they need to have an additional measure in place? Like if I go up and I don't have my phone on me, or I can't do it through my phone, they are able to do it another way?
That's right. Each business needs to supply the means for people to be able to sign themselves in and manage their own COVID safety plan. So there should be multiple forms of being able to sign into places, and multiple forms for people to be able to track who's been in and who's visited that particular shop or that particular business.
Yep. And something the kids won't be happy to hear, school holidays do end after this weekend and it's back to normal on Monday.
Well, you know, my kids got back from holiday last night and that was their first question. They said, oh, do we have to go to school? Do you think school will be called off next week? I was like, sorry, buddy. Sorry, buddy.
Off you go.
Off you go. School is on. School is back. For everyone in the Upper Hunter, schools are on. So there'll be some additional measures put in place and each of the schools will need to sort of sort out the way that they operate, sort about out where do they want kids to wear masks and where they don't, because obviously in enclosed spaces, we do recommend that the kids wear masks. They're going to be in the fields. They're going to be on the ovals playing sport as well. So in those instances, they don't have to wear masks. So there's a lot of stuff we need to work through, and the individual schools will work through that. And I guess I appeal to everyone, just be patient and flexible. Yeah. Parents and students, if students can understand the importance of making sure that we keep control of this epidemic, then they can help as well, and be patient with your teachers because the rules will change accordingly.
Yep, exactly. And lastly, some non-COVID news, a couple of great grants for the region.
Absolutely. Look, I'm glad to actually finish on some good news, which is there's a grant that's gone to the Scone Hardcourt Tennis Association, $7,000 for an Aboriginal tennis program. And that's come from the New South Wales ATP Tennis Legacy Fund. And that's a fund that is all about getting grassroots tennis players and supporting those young tennis players through so that we'll have great tennis players going forward in the future, and of course all the kids can get into the game, and it's a great game, let's face it.
Exactly. One day you could be as good as Ash Barty is at the moment.
Absolutely. Top of a game, you know, and a great role model to everyone. Yeah. You know, and inspirational, her story, you know, about how hard she works to get to the position that she is now, and that's an opportunity that is available to everyone in this country.
Exactly. And good news for Singleton Showgrounds as well.
Oh, absolutely. So out of the bushfire emergency funds, Singleton Showground has won a grant of $487,000, and that's to upgrade their main building, including the ladies' tea rooms and some of the executive offices. So that's a great thing for Singleton Showgrounds, and they continue to go from strength to strength. And anyone who was there for Singleton Rodeo will know that is a well-used facility there and deserves to be upgraded to the best.
Exactly. Well, Dave, thank you for coming in this morning and thank you for being a part of Hunter Valley today for the short time that it was in the end.
Well, Jess, yeah, it has been a short time that I've got to know you, but in that time, can I say how impressed I am at how sort of incorporated you are in the community, how touched you are with the community, and what a great job you do at getting news around this area, and as part of being part of a place that, you know, we're desperate to hear local news, and we hear a lot of national news but very little local news, and you've been a really important part of that. Can I speak on behalf of everyone in the Upper Hunter and say, look, we're gonna miss you. We'll take you back anytime. I promise you that. So we'll miss you down there at Newcastle. We know you're not far, but come again and visit us soon.
Most definitely. Well, thank you very much, Dave.
Thanks a lot, and great to be here again. Thanks, Jess.